From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump Monday announced the U.S. is returning North Korea to a list of state sponsors of terrorism, a move that will result in further sanctions and diplomatic pressure over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
The additional sanctions are to be announced Tuesday. Bruce Klingner is a senior research fellow at the Washington-based Heritage Foundation.
It's designating North Korea for what it really is. It officially reveals the nature of the regime. By not designating North Korea, it was really we were turning a blind eye to the nature of the regime, or we were not enforcing U.S. law.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the designation is really a message to third parties who deal with Pyongyang. He said he still holds out for diplomacy as a way to ease tensions, adding sanctions are taking a toll on the regime. Japan and South Korea welcomed the announcement. China urged consultation, dialogue, and negotiation, calling the situation sensitive and complicated. Zimbabwe's longtime leader Robert Mugabe faces the prospect of impeachment Tuesday that could lead to his ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Party Chief Whip Lovemore Matuki said the impeachment motion is moving ahead.
Because we have accumulated 230 MPs from ZANU-PF out of about 260, and we already have the numbers to meet the challenge.
The motion criticizes the 93-year-old leader for, among other things, being a source of instability. This is VOA News. A sound detected Monday in the South Atlantic is not now believed to have come from a missing Argentine submarine that disappeared last week with a crew of 44.
Esas señales, o ruidos, como le llamamos nosotros, fueron
Argentine Naval Commander Gabriel Galeazzi said those sounds and signals were analyzed with special computer programs, and it was determined they did not come from the submarine. The ARA San Juan disappeared after reporting an electrical malfunction Wednesday. An international search and rescue effort is underway. The U.S. announced it will end by July 2019 a special status granted to some 59,000 Haitian immigrants to protect them from deportation. The immigrants received temporary protected status following a 2010 earthquake that devastated the Caribbean nation, killing more than 200,000 people. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Monday said she's prepared to lead her Christian Democrats into another election following the weekend collapse of coalition talks with the pro-business Free Democrats. Ms. Merkel said if elections are called, it would not be what the voters have asked from us, but then we would accept it. She also indicated new elections are preferable to ruling in a minority government. Ms. Merkel, who was elected to a fourth term as chancellor but in a weakened political state following September's election, has been unable to forge a coalition with the Free Democrats and leftist Greens. Disagreements over immigration is believed to be the main obstacle. The head of the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee resigned his post Monday. Riyad Hijab, a former Syrian prime minister, did not explain his reasoning to step down after just 2 years. He defected to the opposition in 2012 and was a key player in the formation of an umbrella opposition front formed in late 2015. His decision comes ahead of the next round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks to end the nearly seven-year conflict. In Kenya Monday, more post-election violence. At least two people reported killed Monday as opposition supporters protested a Supreme Court ruling upholding last month's presidential election rerun won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Opposition leader Raila Odinga said his party does not recognize the government and considers it illegitimate. The court nullified an August election won by Mr. Kenyatta, who is now set to be sworn in for a second term, November 28th. After serving 4 years at the helm, the chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, announced Monday she will step down from her post in February to make way for her incoming replacement, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, nominated by President Trump. Powell must first be confirmed by the Senate. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, U.S. stocks gained in a holiday-shortened week. The Dow Jones rising more than 70 points to 23,430. The market will be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.